Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. Now, some of my listeners requested today's topic, which will be about aging and skin care. So today I will explain the aging process of the skin and point out important factors that play a key role from preventing this process. And I will also talk about natural ways to prolong youthful-looking skin. Now, some changes that occur to the skin as we age are inevitable. Genetics and time play a role. But many changes can be postponed and reversed, especially through good nutrition as well as exercise. The skin has three layers, the epidermis, dermis, and the fat layer. Now, the outermost part of the epidermis is made of dead skin cells that are continually sloughed off as new cells take their place. And this sloughing process may slow down with age, making skin lose its fresh look. The whole epidermis thins with age, and the dermis layer underneath weakens. The dermis makes out about 90% of the skin's thickness. It contains all the nerves, the sweat glands, hair follicles, sebaceous glands, and blood vessels. The sweat and sebaceous glands produce a thin layer of perspiration and also oil, which forms a protective acid mantle on the skin. And with aging, sweat glands begin to dry up and oil glands enlarge, which disrupts that protective covering. In fact, most soaps and other harsh chemicals, because a lot of cosmetics contain petroleum products, can damage or remove the protective mantle, making your skin even more vulnerable. The dermis also contains collagen, which is a dense, sponge-like matrix of protein fibers that give the skin strength and elasticity. And as we age, the collagen begins to thin. In fact, darker-skinned people generally have thicker collagen and therefore are more resistant to wrinkles. And as the collagen diminishes, the skin becomes drier, developing a coarse-like texture. And connective tissue components in the dermis are lost and elastic fibers thicken and break. And as fat cells deteriorate in the deep fat layer, padding is lost, making blood vessels more prone to erosion and bruising. And all these changes contribute to wrinkling, sagging, impaired healing, splotches, discoloration, dryness, and coarseness. Now let's take a short break with some music from today's feature CD, and when I come back, I will talk a bit more about the aging process of the skin. And today's CD is by Tim O'Neill, and it is called Love Always. And I hope you enjoy this music. Thank you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is skincare, and I just explained the different layers of the skin and what happens during the aging process. Also, cells called fibroblasts live in the base of the skin and produce a continuous supply of fresh collagen and other important components, which, along with fat, help keep the skin's framework plumped up. Now, fibroblasts in aging skin still have the ability to make new collagen, but they may not receive as many signals that normally stimulate them to do so. And meanwhile, the process that breaks down old collagen fibers continues to dismantle the framework. And the result is more breakdown than rebuilding. Whereas reddening of the skin happens when tiny capillaries are filled to capacity with blood, and those tiny capillaries get stretched out beyond the ability to bounce back, and they have lost integrity, strength, and elasticity. The sun, of course, has been blamed for worsening time's effects on the skin, but yet it's not really a key factor. Also, some folks who spend a lot of time in the sun do not wrinkle as early as other folks who didn't spend a lot of time in the sun. Evidently, good genetic predisposition is one aspect, but there are other factors, including overall health, hormone balance, and good nutrition. Another theory concerning skin and aging that has been widely promoted is the free radical theory. And it goes like this. Free radicals are oxygen molecules that have lost an electron through interaction with other molecules. And these molecules are highly unstable, reactive, and they are on a mission to restore the missing electrons. And they steal electrons from healthy molecules, creating more free radicals and damaging other cells along the way. Actually, you can't escape free radicals because they are produced as a result of many bodily processes, including breathing and digesting food. And the more we learn about the body, the more it becomes obvious that it is always striving towards balance, survival, and optimal function, and not towards self-destruction. Inflammation is a natural process through which the body works for repair and not damage, unless, of course, the person's immune system is impaired. So free radicals may be the result of injury and damage, but not the cause. Now, on the same subject, antioxidants have been heavily promoted to counteract free radicals. And in fact, some people swallow loads of antioxidants because of it. However, the research has not been in favor of it, and I caution people against overdoing it with antioxidant supplements, especially if they are in synthetic form and not derived from whole foods. As far as aging and skincare, swallowing a lot of antioxidants won't get more of them into your skin and won't drastically change your skin, and can also cause many side effects like diarrhea, biochemical imbalances, and more. Besides, it is far better to consume antioxidants in the form of foods because they protect more functional nutrients from premature breakdown. Especially fruits and vegetables that contain a large amount of antioxidants offer far more to the health and appearance of the skin because they are total packages and not isolates. So you get antioxidants plus the super functional nutrients. I also want to mention stress can decrease the ability of the skin to heal and remain healthy and function properly. And of course, some stress is normal, but if we have extreme prolonged stress or we don't have the resources to handle the stress, then the skin may reflect this, including wrinkles. But there is help. Among the resources we need to handle stress are, of course, on top of the list, good nutrition. But yoga, deep breathing, meditation, massage therapy, and regular exercise also help. Physical activity improves circulation and helps deliver nutrients to your skin. It also improves the health and function of glands, including the adrenals, thyroid, ovaries, which all of them produce hormones that affect the skin. As far as facial exercises, according to the latest scientific research, weakened facial muscles play little or no role in sagging skin. You may strengthen facial muscles, but it won't get rid of wrinkles and sagging skin. At best, you may increase the blood flow to the face. Facial muscles are very small, so even if they did bulk up through exercise, you wouldn't notice. Also, it has been found that after menopause, women's skin appears to age faster than men's. And the drop in estrogen is a big factor, but since a healthy woman's body normally does not stop making estrogen, it just makes less, then keeping your ovaries and adrenals in good working order so sufficient estrogen is produced will influence the way your skin and other parts appear. There again, it is important to treat the cause and not just the symptoms. Estrogen creams can improve the skin's thickness, fine wrinkling, roughness, and elasticity. But since the skin can absorb some of the estrogen, I would question the safety of getting hormones this way. Again, you are fooling with nature. And it's time to take another break with some music from today's feature CD by Tim O'Neill. And the CD is titled Love Always. And when I come back, we will examine some other key factors to prevent skin from aging. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about the aging process and skincare. Another important factor to prevent skin from aging is beauty sleep. While you're sleeping, your skin is in repair and restore mode. If you don't get enough quality sleep, you deprive a skin of its prime time to heal damaged cells, nourish healthy cells, and rehydrate. Also, exposure to environmental toxins can adversely affect the skin. For example, smoking increases the number of facial wrinkles by 2 to 3 times. Excess sugar consumption speeds up the aging process up to tenfold. Of course, over the years, there have been a series of cosmetic treatments developed to try to stop the aging process and the appearance of wrinkles. There are Botox injections, skin fillers, collagen injections, skin peels, which are basically chemical burns to burn top layers off the skin. Then there are laser treatments that burn away the top layer of the skin so that supposedly new, younger skin grows in its place. And there's also dermabrasion that removes the outer layers of the skin with a rotating disc or wire brush with resulting inflammation. And of course, there's also the option of plastic surgery. But all these procedures pose risks and come with possible side effects. The problem with any of the medical treatments for rejuvenation of facial skin and reduction of wrinkles mean you will need more protection for your skin than you did before, because virtually all damage to skin. And some damage nerves and muscles. It depends on how big of a price a person wants to pay for their appearance. There are also a lot of over-the-counter anti-wrinkle creams and lotions that are very enticing. And some may contain different acids, such as glycolic or lactic acid or citrus extract. And all these acids irritate the skin, causing peeling and slight puffiness. And so the skin actually appears to be less wrinkled because the irritation causes inflammation and swelling. The anti-aging movement has produced a big market for cosmeceuticals, which is actually the combination of nutrients and chemicals for topical use. Wrinkle-firming moisture creams and many other enticing products with hefty price tags have entered the market and offer youth in a jar. While it is true that your skin can absorb nutrients, it does so far less than what you ingest internally. Plus, the nutrients are not digested or processed the same way. The question here is whether you can really change your skin by feeding it on the outside. And so far, the answer seems to be some, but not much. A lot of the lotions and potions on the market contain synthetic vitamins, which actually may slightly improve the appearance of skin wrinkles, blotching and yellowing, and improve skin elasticity. But the effects are probably due more to irritation than improved skin condition. So the question is there another way? How about natural cosmetic treatments? Now, some foods and herbs have traditionally been used on the skin to help its appearance. Many natural, unrefined oils. We are very familiar with olive oil or coconut oil, shea butter, and borage oil, which all of them moisturize and smooth skin as well as offer skin repair. A person can also apply freshly made masks at home, which can include a number of ingredients, and some of the most effective ingredients are the ones found in real foods, such as strawberries. Strawberries are a good source of alpha hydroxy acids. You can also do a mask with whole milk yogurt or buttermilk, which contains lactic acid that moistens and plumps and exfoliates. And there are also natural cosmetic clay masks that can be helpful to detoxify the skin. Also, what's very useful are bananas, egg yolks and whites, and honey, because they all have very soothing, healing, and moisturizing properties. Also, avocados, for example, are a great skin softener if they're applied as a mask. Papaya or fresh pineapple contain enzymes that are able to remove dead skin cells. And oatmeal, if it's applied in a mask and mashed up, is very soothing, and there are many, many others. Sometimes I use licorice extract that can reduce inflammation and redness while lightening the skin. Chamomile promotes regeneration of skin cells. Then there's horsetail, which is rich in silica, and that supports the skin elasticity. A lot of people are familiar with lavender, and lavender promotes cellular regeneration. And rosemary, which is not only a kitchen herb, but it can be used also in skincare. It actually increases circulation. And white birch extract may help decrease the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. So these are some of the natural ingredients that are very useful in facial treatments, and some of them we actually offer at the Spa and Wellness Center. So for a person, gentle cleansing and exfoliating and moisturizing can be as simple as using some gentle soap such as Castile soap, a cotton towel, and a bit of unrefined oil such as borage oil or olive oil or coconut oil. And improving your skin's circulation can be as simple as regular exercise in the sauna. It is important to remove all makeup every night and to do so without using chemicals. We have a very wonderful all-natural cleansing gel or cleansing milk for sensitive skin available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And actually the most simple eye makeup remover is a cotton ball dipped in whole milk. And then it's also important not to shower or bathe in chlorinated water because the chlorine in tap water assaults your skin. It is very irritating, drying, damaging, and destroys vitamin E and the acid mantle. So a filter on your shower head or bath faucet will eliminate chlorine and give you the biggest skincare bang for your buck. In fact, if you really want to make your skin smile, do less on the outside. Don't use a lot of products on your skin. Pat a little good oil or cream on your skin at night and during the day. And every month or two, treat yourself to a facial with natural products. Less will do more. Where we need to do more is actually internally and not externally. Now it's time to take another break with some more music. And I hope you will enjoy this next song from the CD Love Always by Tim O'Neill. And when I come back, we will talk about nutrition to guarantee beautiful skin. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We were talking about the importance of nutrition for the skin. And your skin is the largest organ of your body. It needs to be fed from the inside. And yet, most people think of slathering something on top of the skin to solve any appearance problems. Well, the truth is, if you don't eat the real foods you need, your skin may age even faster than it should. And most people forget to care for the skin internally. For years, dermatologists ignored the idea that eating good foods could improve the skin's condition. But now they are actually realizing the importance of it. And some of them are making nutrition a part of the treatment strategies. Even the American Academy for Dermatology says that the typical American diet may not contain enough key skin-preserving elements. And the transformation can only come from inside, from what you eat and drink. Our skin and hair reflect our inner state of health, so food really is our best medicine. The best way to fight wrinkles is to prevent them from developing in the first place. One of the primary ways to do that is by eating the right kinds of foods. Our youth and beauty-obsessed culture has fueled the creation of a multi-million dollar skincare industry. But you can improve the appearance of your skin without all the pricey cosmetics by simply cleaning up your diet first. Scientific evidence is showing that real whole foods can prevent wrinkles and help the complexion glow, and that nutritional deficiencies can take the toll on your skin. The deficiencies don't have to be enormous. Even small deficits can make a difference. However, people differ. Each individual's needs are unique, so prescribing certain amounts of separated or manufactured nutrients, or like synthetics, won't work as well as honest-to-goodness natural foods and whole food supplements or concentrates. And this is because with real foods, your body gets to choose what and how much it needs for your skin as well as all the other parts. One of the key things we can do to provide protection and nourishment for our skin is a fundamentally healthy whole foods diet. And research is showing benefits from vegetables and fruits of various colors and hues, foods containing unaltered essential fatty acids, whole grains, nuts, eggs, deep water fish, legumes, grass-fed meats, etc. So real natural foods are what you need. Refined sugars, on the other hand, refined grains, trans fats, and other altered fats and oils, processed and fabricated foods are all detrimental. So in other words, what is bad for the rest of the body is also bad for the skin. And this really should not be a revelation, but it may be something a person did not think about as far as how your skin looks and feels. So if you want younger-looking skin, eat whole natural foods. In a study that looked at the diets of people in several locations on the globe, concluded that there was less skin aging and less skin damage with a higher intake of vegetables. Now, refined sugars and refined foods pose a higher risk for skin problems. And some studies have already indicated that refined sugars make your skin age as much as 10 times faster. They damage collagen, which makes your skin less elastic and more easily wrinkle and more vulnerable to damage. It is also interesting to note that women with a wrinkled appearance were found to have much lower intakes of protein, as well as total dietary cholesterol, phosphorus, potassium, vitamin A and C, than did women without a wrinkled appearance. Older women with really dry skin had much lower intakes of foods rich in omega-3s and vitamin C than did those without dry skin. And the same was true as far as saggy skin goes. In one study, researchers gave women a diet rich in whole foods and omega-3 fatty acids, and there was significant improvement in sagging, puffiness, and wrinkles. And one important factor is drinking enough water. The inner layer of the skin, which is called the dermis, is about 70% water. And one reason we develop sags and wrinkles is because the dermis loses water. And the result is flat, dry-looking skin, often with flaking and itching. So it's important to hydrate your skin from the inside by drinking enough water, however, without all the chlorine and chemicals as found in tap water. Water not only keeps cells plump, virtually every metabolic reaction that takes place in the skin depends on it. Excessive caffeine or alcohol flushes fluid from your body, increasing the need for water. Another important step to benefit your appearance is to keep your circulation in good condition. Nutrition is essential, but so is exercise that is vigorous enough to make you sweat. It basically increases blood flow near the surface as your body works to throw off heat. Saunas promote blood flow too and the removal of toxins. Women in a study who had a more wrinkled and saggy appearance were less likely to be physically active. And now it's time for another break with more music. And when I come back, I will go in greater detail about the specific nutrients that are needed for beautiful skin and anti-aging. And we'll talk about food sources that these nutrients are found in. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We talked about the importance of nutrition to keep young-looking skin and to prevent skin from aging. It is far more important to feed the skin from the inside. And if you don't eat the foods you need, your skin will age even faster than it should. And most people simply forget to care for their skin internally and slather something on top of their skin to solve any appearance problems. The best way to fight wrinkles is to prevent them from developing in the first place. And one of the primary ways to do that is by eating the right kinds of foods. And we will talk in great detail about each single nutrient that is so important for good-looking skin and what food it can be found in. One of the most important nutrients for the skin is the vitamin C complex. And the emphasis here is on complex. It helps reverse age damage, and vitamin C is required for collagen formation. And like we mentioned already, collagen is like a sponge-like matrix of protein fiber that gives skin its elasticity. And a shortage of collagen and vitamin C results in skin that's thinner, rougher, and less elastic. Now, flavonoids, which are part of the vitamin C complex, help protect against damage. So fruits and vegetables are good sources, and researchers have linked vitamin C-rich foods with youthful skin. People eating such foods had a lot fewer wrinkles and less age-related dry skin than those who ate low amounts of vitamin C in foods. Now, taking ascorbic acid, on the other hand, which is a so-called vitamin C, which is really just a manufactured mimic of one piece of the complex, even at high doses, does not make a difference in the skin's appearance. Applying it directly on the skin seems to help, but this is because it is an irritating acid that creates puffiness that appears to reduce fine lines. Another important nutrient is vitamin E, because it is abundant in the outermost layer of the skin. Basically, it reduces damage and helps skin texture and prevents wrinkles. It is important for healing and smoothness, moisture, and elasticity. And a good source of vitamin E are, of course, nuts and seeds, whole grains, vegetables, and some fruits. And also I want to mention selenium works with other vitamin E components in foods to keep skin plump, smooth, and elastic. Avocados are the richest fruit source of vitamin E, followed by kiwi, nectarines, grapes, and peaches. And as far as selenium goes, Brazil nuts, mushrooms, tuna, salmon, and whole grains are very rich in selenium. Now, another important vitamin would be vitamin A, and there again, the whole complex is necessary, and it is essential for smoothness, tone, healing, prevention of dryness and flakiness. And it is especially found in eggs, fish, meat, and dairy foods. Now, carotenoids such as beta-carotene and lutein, lycopene, and others also protect the skin from damage and may improve texture. And you can get these in vegetables like all greens, carrots, sweet potatoes, squash, broccoli, tomatoes, avocados, and bright-colored fruits such as blueberries, raspberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and watermelon. Actually, watermelons may be a better source of lycopene than tomatoes. Then also the B vitamins are also very important, such as biotin, which is found in nuts and legumes. Also, iron, low levels of iron will result in dull, lifeless hair and skin long before showing up as anemia. And like we already mentioned before, antioxidants are worshipped as heroes for the skin, but the reason why they are the big saviors is because they always occur in real foods as part of the huge network of beneficial compounds that all work together. Foods and not synthetic nutrients are best for keeping your skin well nourished. And research has confirmed that a diet packed with vegetables and fruits and not separated antioxidants they contain can help ward off premature aging and skin cancer. And now it's time for another break. And when I come back, I will mention a few more key nutrients for fabulous looking skin. Thank you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about important nutrients for the skin. One of the most missed nutritional factors for skin health are essential fatty acids. And these fatty acids are essential because our bodies can't make them, so we have to get them from foods. Now, Americans tend to get too many omega-6s, mostly from refined and altered vegetable oils, and not enough omega-3s. Now, dermatologists used to think that a high-fat diet was bad for the skin, but that did not work. Now they are seeing that too much of the wrong kind of fat may be the problem, such as fried foods, trans fats, refined oils, excessive amounts of omega-6 fatty acids with too little omega-3s. Essential fatty acids enable the skin to produce proper oils and moisture, which help to prevent and reverse dry skin, environmental damage, and other insults it receives. So fish oils, flaxseed oil, sesame oil, borage oil, evening primrose oil, and black currant seed oil, and other unrefined oils have been used therapeutically to supply fatty acids craved by the skin. Another underlying reason for dry, cracking skin is an underactive thyroid. And circulation to the skin is greatly influenced by the activity of the thyroid. And this gland also regulates the metabolism of fat-soluble vitamins, which are vitamin A, D, E, and K. And those are desperately needed by the skin. So if it doesn't get the nutrients it needs for healthy function, it will gradually slow down hormone production. And toxic compounds such as chlorine and fluoride can damage the thyroid. So it is important to obtain real food nutrients and avoid many toxins to help our thyroid as well as many other glands and hormone producers. So this summarizes some of the key nutrients for younger looking skin. It is important to eat a balanced diet that includes a variety of vegetables and fruits and good protein in the form of grass-fed meats, organic eggs, and dairy products. And basically eliminate all the bad foods, anything refined or processed. Now I want to mention that through various testing methods that are offered at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, you can find out if there are any nutritional deficiencies you're dealing with. And I strongly encourage you to take advantage of this service. And also I want to remind all our listeners that we do offer a variety of facial treatments with a 100% naturally sourced product line that greatly helps to deep clean the skin and rejuvenate it. It is a wonderfully relaxing experience, and not just for the face, but for the whole body. We also use a special lymphatic drainage massage that is performed to help the body detoxify, and we use facial steam and a series of products to help eliminate impurities under the skin. And to find out more about my services, I invite you to visit my website at elewellness.com. Now let's take another short break, and when I come back, we will feature the food of the week.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are about ready to wrap up today's show. And before we do so, we want to feature the food of the week. And since we were talking about the importance of vitamin C and E for skin health earlier, I chose kiwi fruits as the food of the week because these special fruits contain a substantial amount of both these important nutrients. Now, on the outside, a kiwi fruit looks like a fuzzy brown egg. And on the inside, it has a bright green flesh that is sprinkled with a ring of small black seeds. And it has a very distinctive, somewhat tart flavor with overtones of fruit and berries. And the kiwi actually originated in China and was known as the Chinese gooseberry until New Zealand fruit growers renamed it for the national bird and began exporting it. And kiwis were once considered an exotic fruit, but now they are grown in California and have become increasingly plentiful. Kiwis are actually harvested while green, and they can be kept in cold storage for up to 6 to 10 months, which makes them available for most of the year. And as I mentioned earlier, kiwis are very high in vitamin C. They contain more per serving than oranges. Now, kiwis also contain vitamin E and lutein. And lutein is a very important nutrient that helps protect the eyes from macular degeneration. Studies even show that kiwi fruit may lower triglycerides, and these are the fats that circulate in the bloodstream. And when they build up, they can result in high cholesterol levels. Kiwis are also high in dietary fiber and potassium, which is a mineral that helps maintain the nervous system and keeps the body's fluid balance in check. As far as buying kiwis, look for firm fruit that gives slightly to gentle pressure. And kept in the refrigerator's crisper drawer, kiwi fruit should stay fresh for about 4 to 5 weeks. And if you pick up an unripe kiwi, you can place it in a paper bag at room temperature with an apple or banana. And these fruits produce ethylene gas, which actually tends to speed up the ripening process. Another cooking tip I want to mention is that you can use kiwi as a meat tenderizer because it contains an enzyme. And the fruit can be used as a marinade to tenderize tough meats. But also, just rubbing the raw meat with a cut kiwi and waiting 30 to 60 minutes before cooking will tenderize the meat without imparting any flavor from the fruit. I hope this will inspire you to consume this little powerhouse of fruit more often. So this wraps up today's show, and I hope you enjoyed the information and the music. If you have any questions or if you would like to improve your health, please give me a call at 365-2288 or visit my website at elywellness.com or elyevergreencottage.com. Also, make sure you come and stop by at the Evergreen Cottage and check out our newest addition, the Whole Foods Pantry, which is stocked with a bounty of organic fruits and vegetables, natural foods, organic meats and dairy, and so much more. Thanks again for listening, and please join me again next Wednesday. And remember, take care of your body, and your body will take care of you.